We've got to really be so grateful to the goodness of the Lord in our lives. Every year we celebrate a birthday, isn't it? Yeah. And some people say, oh, it's my birthday and I'm getting older. Hey, we've got to give thanks. We've lived another year. You know? And yeah, live to be 90. No problem. Praise God for that. Yeah? And it's the goodness of God. And even as we celebrate our 16th anniversary as a church, we want to say, Lord, thank you for your faithfulness, for your goodness, and for all that you've done for us. Today, what we're going to do is, for each family unit represented here, we've got a gift for you, which we're going to give you at the end of the meeting. Yeah? And this gift is this. Everybody look here. This is the gift you're going to take home. All right? And it's a prophetic gift. It's not just something you put on your mantelpiece and it collects dust, but receive it. You're going to put it in the sun. It'll die on your mantelpiece. Okay? It's a prophetic gift. And as we share this morning about the gift, about Word of Grace and all that has happened, the sharing will be infused with the Word as well. And so, as we were just praying and as leaders and saying, what shall we give? And we thought about this pot. And I want to share three things about this pot with the plant in it that you need to remind yourselves of when you see it in your home. Okay, the first thing to remind yourself of is this: fruitfulness. Right in the first chapter in the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. God spoke to Adam and Eve, and this is what he said: be fruitful and multiply. All right? Be blessed. He blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue the earth. This is what he said. That was God's first command to Adam and Eve. And multiplication, as we know, is not just having children, and they have children, but it's having spiritual children. So when you see this pot and you see it growing, the plant growing in there, remember God's command to you. Be fruitful, be blessed, and multiply. In the New Testament, that command is repeated in Matthew 28, 18 to 20. Go and make disciples of all nations. All right? So the first thing this pot has to remind you is fruitfulness. The second thing is faithfulness. Okay? On this pot, there's a little label and it says there, it's from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. It says, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow. And really what we're looking about is that, yes, we've got to be fruitful, but it won't happen automatically. Somebody has to plant the seed. When you take this home, make sure you water it once a week. That's right, once a week at least, all right? Make sure you water it or it will die. And this is to remind you to be faithful to the word, to what God has called you to. Okay? So we're going to have fruitfulness, but that fruitfulness comes out of your faithfulness. Water the plant, share the gospel with somebody, and let your light shine. You know? And what it reminds us of is that when we are faithful, God will make it grow. Okay? I can give you this beautiful pot, but if there's no seed in there, you may water it every day, nothing's going to happen. Right? So we've got to plant a seed. And so faithfulness means we're being faithful in planting the seed of the gospel in people's lives, in doing our good deeds and letting our light shine before men so that the Father in heaven may get the glory. And just be faithful in prayer, faithful in loving, faithful in serving, faithful in giving, faithful in every area of our lives. And the third thing, this pot I wanted to remind us of, is leaving a legacy. Now, it's great that we're all here this Sunday, you know, but where are you going to be 100 years from now? Think about it. 100 years from now, 2118, where are you going to be? I think, well, if you have placed your trust in Jesus, you know that you will be in heaven. All right? And that's great. But from now to the time He takes us there, there's something that we've got to do. Okay? And what we need to leave behind is a legacy. And the question is, what are you living for? Paul was tearing his hair, speaking about some people, saying their gods are their stomachs. All you're living for is to eat, drink, and be merry. And even as followers of Jesus, we can be the same. Or we can say, you know, I'm saved, I'm going to heaven, but now let me live life as I want to. And we can get so busy with pottering about, oh, I've got to do the marketing, and I've got to do the banking, and I've got to do this and that, that we miss out on our main purpose. Okay? We miss out on our main purpose. And what we need to do is to leave a legacy to say, when I leave this earth and I go to be with Jesus in heaven, what is it that I have left behind that will carry on the work of God? Or is it that there's nothing that's going to be left behind? Each of us has a wonderful opportunity to leave a legacy behind. And it's never too late to start. Whether you're 6 or you're 60 or 80, you can still leave a legacy if you begin today. Okay? So, 3 things to leave behind. Fruitfulness, faithfulness, leave a legacy. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 to 27. One verse where Jesus brings this to bear. Matthew 16, 24 to 27. Okay? Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for me will find it. What good will it be for a man if he gains the whole world yet forfeits his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will reward each person according to what he has done. Wow. Powerful scripture. And so what Jesus is saying is this. He says, you've got to lose your life. And losing your life means dying to self. You know? It means sacrifice. It means commitment. And as we do that, Jesus says, he will reward us. So, During the service, we're going to hand this out to different ones. And at the end of the meeting, if you've not got one, all our guests and others, please collect one at the counter there. We're now going to watch a video. You know, Word of Grace has impacted so many people over the years. And this is a short video clip put together. And we were not able to fit everybody who sent in their video clip. So we've just selected a few. And these are from people around the world who are sharing how this church has impacted them. I just want to draw your attention to the statistics at the end. You know, since the time we kept track of the visitor slips, we've had close to 1,500 visitors pass through here. And close to 400 of them have been part of the church. And now, you know, they've come in here, planted here, grown here, discipled here. Now they've gone out across India and across to different parts of the world. Just last week, Tony and Tulia and the family moved to Finland. So now we've added another country there. You know, and we've got, of course, Hyderabad and Goa and so many other places, Bangalore and others. Amen. Any more lights? There's something wrong with the lights. Can we? There's something wrong. It's not working. All right. No, never mind. One phase is gone. Okay. You know, celebrating God's goodness. Who is Word of Grace? And this morning, I want to honor different groups of people. Okay. And that's, it's right for us to do that. The first group, of course, is I want to honor something that we call the core group. And they are the heartbeat and the heart of the church. And these are people who are fat people. Look around and see if you can see any fat people. So what do I mean by fact? All right? I mean they are faithful, they are available, and they are teachable. Okay? And I want to invite the core group. Would you like to just come up and stand here next to me? Okay, so the whole core group, come right here. Can we give them a warm... Woo. You know, it's not just Nawaz and myself, right? It's not just Nawaz and myself. And we're talking about the church, the people who carry the church in their hearts, okay? And what do I mean by carry the church? Number one is fat is they are faithful, available, and teachable, all right? They are willing to be disciple, willing to learn, willing to make changes in their lives. And In John chapter 10, verses 11 onwards, Jesus speaks about the difference between the good shepherd, okay, and a hireling. Okay, a good shepherd and the hireling. He said the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. But the hireling, whenever there's any trouble, runs away. And I want to tell you that these people here have the heart of the good shepherd. They have laid down their lives for the church. What do I mean by that? I mean, you know, when we talk about getting anything done, serving, praying, giving, they are there 100%. And they have been, you know, Sunit and Sam, just to give you some example, used to stay at Wakad. And from Wakad, they would come here.
They need passports.
You need passports to go to Wakad now. You know, but they would come for leaders meetings, core group meetings, in, you know, band practice. They would make that journey. What's the difference? Good shepherd, heart. You know, the hireling will say, oh, it's too far. I can't do it. But if you say there's a job that will pay you 10,000 rupees more, that's 50 kilometers away, they'll go for that. You see the difference? So that's the heart of the good shepherd. And so they've been... They're carrying the church with us. Now, the core group was much larger. We've had, you know, several move to the UK and other places. But this is, I want you to, they stand with me day in and day out. And they're not just serving. There are many who serve and we'll appreciate you for that. But what I mean is they are saying, we are Word of Grace Church. If something needs to be done, we'll make sure that'll happen. Amen? Can we just appreciate them this morning? Yes. Philippians chapter 2 verse 25. Paul writes and says, I've thought it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and fellow worker and fellow soldiers. Okay? That's what these people here are. And your messenger to minister to my needs, for he's been longing for you. Indeed, he was ill and near to death, but God had mercy on him. And then Paul goes on in verse 29. So receive him in the Lord with all joy and honor such men, for he nearly died for the work of Christ, risking his life to complete what was lacking in your service to me. So Paul was honoring Epaphroditus, and I'd like to honor these people because not a question of risking their lives, but they are laying down their lives for the church. All right? So let's give each one of them a token of this. Come and just pass. Go ahead. Great. Thank you. Apart from the core group, we have so many other people who serve so well and serve sacrificially. And we have you ever heard of the Marines, the Green Berets, the SEALs? Okay, we have a team called the Setup Team. Okay? Woo! And we want to honor them this morning. And so I'd like to ask Ganesh, Austin, Nahum, Binsey, Christy, Kishan, Nutan, and Niall to come forward. Woo! Okay. Now, these are the men and women who serve sacrificially. If you look at it all around, the balloons, the setup and everything, you know, they come a couple of hours earlier before we get here. Okay? They come here, they set everything up, and then they tear this thing down. And they've been doing this day in and day out, day in and day out. And this kind of work is behind the scenes. It's not the front thing like leading worship or anything like that. It's behind the scenes. And they have been doing it sacrificially. Wow. Remember that scripture I read earlier where Jesus says he's coming to reward us for what we have done. Now imagine, you know, I love my wife, Nawaz, and if somebody shows kindness to her, what do you think my response will be? Somebody helps her in a time of need. Yeah? Definitely I'll be grateful to that person, you know? And they are serving Jesus' bride, all right? And they have done it, and they've slogged with sweat, blood, tears, locking up cats in cupboards. All kinds of things have happened, all right? You know, but really, you see, Jesus gave us this wonderful scripture, and it's this. He said, kingdom greatness, in Matthew chapter 20, verse 25 to 28. Matthew 20, 25 to 28. You see, everybody wants to be great. We want to leave a legacy. We want to be great in life. But how do we accomplish this greatness? And Matthew chapter 20 gives us the clue to greatness. And he says this. These are Jesus' words. He says, but Jesus called them to him and said, you know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. But it shall not be so among you. For whoever but would be great among you must be your servant. And whoever would be first among you must be your slave, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Okay? So I want to specially appreciate this group of people who are involved in the setup. Can we appreciate them this morning? Woo. And to add to this group, we have three more people. We've got Babu and Madhavi and Glory, okay, who help with the clear up, and we want to recognize you as well. Please come forward, Babu and Madhavi. Come. Madhavi, don't be shy. Okay, so there's a setup team, and there's a team that knocks down after everything, and, you know, and we want to thank Babu and Madhavi, and Glory is not here today. And thank you so much for serving. You see, we want to honor those who serve because that's what Jesus said. We've got other people who have served faithfully in other different areas. All right? And this morning, I'd like to call out Selena. Miss Selena, come here. Jessica. Come, Jessica. Selena. Jessica. Sorry, there's no light here, and I can't see anything. Okay, there's Joanna, but she's not here this morning. And I wanted to say, so I'm just Selena, Jessica, and then there's the whole breakfast team handling and serving. There's, of course, you know, Samantha is part of the core. She's doing that. And Madhavi has also been doing that, and others who've been serving. And I want to get Shravanti. Where is she? Shravanti, come. You know, every time there's a cake to be cut, there's biryani to be served, Shravanti's there. And she's been faithful and loyal to us. Give them a big hand. Come forward, Shravanti. Woo. Okay, you know, at the end of every meeting, we have chips. You know, Selena is the one who for months and years has been faithfully buying those chips. Thank you. Jessica, since she was three, was it? Maybe not three. Eight, six. She's been handling the projector. And we really want to appreciate her for that. Woo! There's one unique group that over and over in all the testimonies that has come up, and people have said the worship at Word of Grace has been heavenly. And we want to recognize the worship team and call them forward. All right? So there's Navaz, Samantha, Lasia, Vijaya, Sam, Austin, and Andrew. Come forward once again. Most of them are already in the core, but... I'm thankful to everybody else who's serving, giving, committed to the church. Wonderful. Several are not here today. And if I have missed somebody out, yeah, please forgive me. Because I'll tell you a story. There was one lady in the church and they were organizing a picnic. And they planned to go on this picnic and they planned it and, you know, a group went, planned to do it, and they didn't invite this older lady. Okay, and at the end, just the day of the picnic, they realized, oh, we haven't invited her, what to do? So they go to her and say, Auntie, we're going for this picnic. We'd love you to join us. Please come. And you know what she said? She said, it's too late. I've already prayed for rain. So please don't be that way, you know. But we want to honor and bless everybody. And there's one more person I'd like to really, really specially honor, and that is my lovely wife, Navaz. All right. Yes. Navaz, you want to come forward? Okay, you saw that the video that was put up there? Just put this off, darling. That video that was set up there, Navaz sat on it for 10 hours yesterday putting it together. All right, she works selflessly. She's worked hard over the years. And I just want to honor her and say thank you, Lord, for this wonderful wife and partner. Woo!
Thank you, Colin, for recognizing whatever we've been doing and honoring us. And I just want to take a few seconds or a minute to talk about Colin. What I always say in him is that passion for the church and for Kingdom of God. And we really want to thank Colin and Navaz, both of them, for being with us, for being there for the church all the time, for serving us so sacrificially, for giving us, for feeding us, you know, with word and good food, everything. And even before we could realize there's a need, they are the first ones to always see the need. And we really want to thank both of you. We are really blessed that we are part of this church. And yeah, thank you, Colin and Navaz.
And we're just going to watch a short PowerPoint taking us through photographs of all. It's just 4 minutes and we're going to watch that together.